Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL Network. Find her on Twitter at @akinkabwala. Aditi, how the hell are you?
Great, I guess.
That's it?
That was a very odd way to introduce me. How the hell am I? As if I'm supposed to be having some sort of problems? Is that what we're saying here?
I used to work at a rock station. The guy used to go, how the hell are you? Sounded good.
How do people usually respond?
Oh, they were doing great. They were wonderful. They loved it. I thought you'd like it, too.
Maybe we should try it again. Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry.
Hold on. I'll put her back on hold. All right. Joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, one of the very finest that the NFL Network has to offer up. Find her on Twitter at @akinkabwala. Aditi Kinkabwala joining us on the show. Aditi, I hope you're having a good morning. How are you?
I am fan-freaking-tastic. That is how I am doing.
Just sensational. Aditi, how do you think Browns fans should be feeling after their draft that they had on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Exactly the same. Fan-freaking-tastic. I feel like that's going to be my new phrase. I thought of it just on the fly. Does it work?
Don't mess it up. Life doesn't have a dump button. Saying.
Clearly. But this is sort of like the opportunity right here to test drive something.
Seriously, I
think it was a great draft. I think it was tremendous, and I think it was tremendous in a variety of ways. I'll tell you this, I really liked talking to Greg Newsom II. How does that work, by the way? Do we have to always say Greg Newsom II?
I'm Kenneth P. Carmen II. Nobody calls me Ken II.
We say OBJ. Do we say Odell Beckham Jr.? Every time you reference him, do you reference him as Jr.?
We went over this earlier in the week. I always try to mix it up on second and third reference.
Yeah. Oh, you do? So it's okay if I eventually say Greg Newsom.
Yeah.
But on first reference, I should always say Greg Newsom II.
Lima actually really dislikes people saying OBJ for some reason.
If it's every time. Yeah, if it's every time and you're using the name like five times in a sentence.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. You know, when I used to write at the Wall Street Journal, everybody had to be Mr. So you're sitting here and you're writing a story, and it's Eli Manning on first reference, and then Mr. Manning, and you write a story, and, you know, you're saying Mr. Manning about 18 times.
That gets redundant.
It got a little tiresome.
Yeah, I would understand that. What do you think about the medicals we found out from Adam Schefter yesterday about Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah? Is that anything you would be nervous about drafting him?
What they call him? Mr.
We'll come back to the Mr. I'm not tremendously concerned at this point, and I think that I don't think any of that would be a surprise to the Browns. That probably explains why a guy that, you know, our own Daniel Jeremiah said he was the 15th best player in the entire draft. So how was he available in the second round? Maybe some teams were a little bit nervous about that or scared off by that. But I think draft season, you know, there's a reason that they sort of call it silly season to some degree. I think that you can always find something to create a knockabout or a concern about. We saw this a few weeks ago when out it came that Justin Fields was epileptic or had epilepsy.
Yeah.
And the first person to jump to his defense was Hall of Fame lineman Alan Faneca, who said, hey, if I had epilepsy and was fine, I'm sure Justin will be too. And so I don't see the Browns trading up and using a second round pick on a player that they have significant worry or concern about. This is not taking a flyer on a guy late in the draft. This is not taking a flyer on a guy in a, you know, team friendly free agent deal. this is trading up to go get someone. And we all saw how excited they were about it.
What if you're interviewing the CEO of Mr. Chicken and you relate it to the company? Then it gets a little anyway, Aditi, join us on the hotline. You don't have
to
answer
that. You know I'm a vegetarian, right?
I know, so that complicates
if
things.
If I were to introduce the, yeah, which is funny because I did a cooking segment in Cleveland last week, and one of the restaurants that we featured is known for its hot chicken sandwich. And I had to be like, yeah, my crew can eat it, but I can't, sorry. But the guy was unbelievable. He brought me this amazing street corn. Sauce the city. Everybody check it out.
I almost had
I'm not being paid to say that.
Unpaid testimonial from Aditi. Real quick, I just almost had the worst brain fart and almost went, oh, have you ever had Mr. Chicken? Right after you said that you were a vegetarian. Sorry, Lima, go ahead.
Well, she might not always have been a vegetarian.
Well,
I
tell you,
actually.
Okay.
But you always have been a vegetarian.
I have.
Wow.
Little known fact. This was, but going back to the draft, there were really a lot of fun moments as related to this draft. We haven't even talked about the Cleveland part of it yet, have we?
What,
have we talked about the Cleveland part?
Well, no, I do want to get to that in a second. Just one last thing wrapping up the comment about his heart. Obviously, the Browns are comfortable with it because they took him and they traded up to get him.
Right.
But it would seem that other teams may not have been. You've covered this in the past. I've always heard different stories about the suggestions that come from team doctors and whether or not the teams adhere to that or go their own way with that. Do you have anything else to add to how that dynamic plays out with an NFL? Because people think whatever the doctors say goes, and I've heard differently at times.
Every team, I would like to believes in its own medical staff. And there is definitely variance in my experience from medical staff to medical staff. I'm thinking of a player. I'm going to keep all of this nameless because I don't want to be accused of maligning anybody. But I'm thinking of a player who was on a team that I covered. And the team that he was on and the team that I covered, their medical staff felt very, very strongly that this player was not ready to come back and play just yet, that he needed more time for rehab. This was post-surgery. And another team, so he was about to become a free agent, or he was a free agent. Another team told him, oh, no, we'll play you right away. And the first team that he had been a part of for a long time, the medical staff said, that's not good sound medical advice right there. Sure, you could play right away and you might play a few more games, but you'll do yourself some damage. And this player and his agent thought that the first team was just being way too conservative. And it's true. This first team was indeed a more conservative team. Well, he went to the other team and, you know, 3 games later, his career was over because he played too soon. He damaged something and he couldn't ultimately come back from that. So every team has a different way of approaching certain things. I think there are certain things that are uniform, like, for instance, the COVID protocol. But then there are other. Is there a lot of groupthink in the NFL? Yes, there is a lot of groupthink, but there is also beauties in the eye of the beholder. That's why the Bears absolutely, completely love Justin Fields, and that's why the 49ers like Trey Lance more than Justin Fields.
Aditi, join us on the hotline.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the rest of the Browns draft before we get into some of the undrafted free agency stuff, which made news yesterday. When you consider where they went, 91st overall, Anthony Schwartz, who has this electrifying speed. He's called the fastest guy in the draft. But there is some question about how much of a football player he is. Is this just a situation where the Browns are at, they can start to take some chances, they can get a little creative and outside the box considering how strong the roster is?
I think that you just said it perfectly. And I'll tell you this. I was at Anthony Schwartz's pro day, actually. I met this young man, and he is 100% a burner. He is a junior Olympian. He's a track star, but he tracked the ball well. The one thing that I was looking at, can he track the ball? Is he raw? Yes. Will good teaching make a big difference? I believe so, because the basic skills that you want to see are indeed there, or the basic abilities are indeed there. This is not just a guy who's a burner and not much more than a burner. And we've heard this over the years with guys like Darius Heyward-Bey or John Ross, or, you know, like, oh, yeah, the guy's fast, but can he ultimately do more? And I think that the one thing, now granted, it was only one day with him, so I almost feel a little bit nervous going out like this. But I'll say that in one day, he impressed me. He impressed me with his demeanor. He impressed me with how committed he was to football and to showing what he can do. You know, I didn't get the sense okay, this is an athlete who's trying to make his way somehow, some way, you know, like, whatever, let me take a, I'll use the same phrase, let me take a flyer on this game because I'm an athlete, so why not? It felt like this is a guy that really wants to be a good football player. And so that's the sort of young man you want to coach. That's one that you want to teach. And just like you said, they have a lot of depth at receiver right now. So it's not as if you need him to come in and contribute right away. He's a guy that you can take some time grooming and molding and seeing what he can possibly do. And maybe he turns into something completely dynamic. This is what we talked about before the draft, that the Browns are really truly in an enviable position because they could take the best available player. And I'll go back to Greg Newsom the second, is that you didn't necessarily sit here and say they need another corner, right? Because the last thing we heard Kevin Stefanski say is that he was especially pleased with the way Greedy Williams has been rehabbing and that he loves his demeanor and he loves his attitude. And you've obviously got Denzel Ward, and it, seemingly you're doing very well in the secondary. And yet this was a guy that was so dynamic that they wanted him, and they're like, we're going to figure out a way to make him play. And Newsom made that comment himself when he was chosen, that it meant so much to him that he was chosen, especially when this wasn't necessarily a position of need. And it's funny because on my Twitter feed, quite a few Cleveland fans just didn't get that, but quite a few did. And they understood that when you are chosen and you're not necessarily vitally needed, it makes you feel extra. It makes you feel something extra.
Diddy King.
I think that's also a great, sorry, I'm cutting you off.
It's okay.
As you're tagging me. But I think that's another great reflection on why this is a very solid draft for the Browns. They got to go after players they wanted to go after, not players they had to go after.
Aditi Kikawala on the show. Aditi, what did you think of the Steelers draft, and why was it garbage?
Garbage might be strong, but I wasn't necessarily, it's the exact flip side of what I said to you. When you can go after players you want as opposed to players that you need, you often do better. And we'll see what this – I'll say this. I was obviously a very, very strong advocate that they needed to go and get a tackle. They needed to get an offensive tackle that could be a stalwart on their line for 10 years. They decided not to go that way, and they chose Najee Harris, the running back, in the first round.
I did a
word. Very, very impressive. Go ahead.
I did like a word association on Saturday where not a word association. I used one word to describe each team's draft in the league. And like Cleveland, I said, was shocking because it was shockingly good compared to, I'm used to defending their picks on Mondays.
Why is it shocking? Year two of Andrew Berry. You're still not sold?
No, it's not
like it's
that.
It's that they do well.
No, I said it. I'm so used to having to defend one guy years ago picking a player out of a magazine and them not going to Ohio State Pro Days, and then it's like, no, Andrew Berry did great. They all did great. Everything's fantastic. It's still a moment where I like to stop and smell the roses. Pittsburgh's, I said, was outdated. I called it outdated. Agree, disagree?
I think that's actually a really great phrase for it. So let me say this. Najee Harris, he's a young man who was homeless growing up. He's extremely mature. I loved speaking to him, same way as Greg Newsom II. These are two young men that I'm looking forward to covering. Having said that, this tight end in the second round out of Penn State, Pat Freiermuth, I don't know. I don't know that he was the second best tight end out there. He seems to be a good blocker. He's also on the ground a lot. Is he just going to help where they don't have offensive linemen? I don't know. The third pick, Kendrick Green, a center, he's a guy that – okay, could come in and be plug and play, and it's pretty athletic, so that might be nice. But again, I mean, other than David DeCastro, their right guard, they don't have anybody on their line that has any sort of experience or any resume to him. And we saw how good the Browns were, how vastly improved the Browns were a year ago. Everything started in the trenches. Everything started with that offensive line. Yes, you had a quarterback who continued to play better. And yes, you had two absurdly talented running backs. And yes, you have great wide receivers. But it all starts at the line, and the Steelers have no line. They didn't address it in free agency. They didn't really address it in the draft. Getting some depth guys later on that may be sixth or seventh, you know, swing guys, that's not fixing your offensive line for you.
Aditi?
So, yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we have to.
Can you ask Andrew Berry when he comes on, what was more surprising, that his daughter showed up on draft day or that Jeremiah was available on day two?
All right, I'm going to ask that, I swear to you. Okay. Aditi, we thank you for the time. All the best.
Oh, that was it? Really? Yeah, are you pushing me off for Andrew Berry? Is that why?
Basically, yeah. I got to hit this break on time, or Kenny's going to throw a fit, and then we aren't going to be able to have Andrew Berry on.
Okay. Didn't get to talk about any of the other good stories I wanted to. So,
We will. There's plenty of time for those. Aditi, we thank
Maybe.
You. Thank
have
you.
Have a great day, guys. You thank Andrew Berry for me.
Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Andrew Berry, 8:45 on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.